Scripture reading, Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 through 8. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. Devotional. The way we express and respond to certain emotions is directly related to how these emotions were handled in our family of origin. If your parents or caregivers limited their range of acceptable emotions, it naturally follows that you would do the same. Children who are not allowed to express certain feelings tend to conclude something like this: if these emotions are unacceptable, then there is no reason to feel them in the first place. They also begin to pick up on the family's unwritten rules, such as, good people smile a lot, and a loving person doesn't get angry. When children then carry these unwritten rules into adulthood, they create relational barriers that stifle authenticity and meaningful connection. Unfortunately, some Christian communities reinforce this crippling approach, perpetuating a culture in which people routinely deal with distressing feelings in muddled and undifferentiated ways. The result is that many Christians feel unspiritual for attempting to sort out or express their feelings. We tend to emphasize joyfulness, overcoming obstacles, and being strong in Christ. We are told to rejoice even when sad or angry, and we are certainly not to share our fears, since the Bible is filled with commands not to fear. We might even consider these emotions to be practically synonymous with sin. We hope that by suppressing and ignoring them, they might somehow disappear. In doing so, we are a long way from the example of Jesus, who offered up fervent cries and tears to his Father. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 through 8. This superficial and incomplete understanding of Scripture severely stunts our spiritual growth and our ability to love well. It also erodes any possibility of developing authentic Christian community. We build walls of separation and cannot truly see one another. We fear vulnerability and lie about what is going on inside of us. So instead of inviting people to become more fully alive, we unintentionally create a religious subculture that constricts and deprives people from experiencing the full range of their God-given humanity. Question to ponder. Growing up, what messages did you pick up from your family about anger, sadness, and fear? How have those messages impacted you as an adult? Prayer. Father, I admit that I prefer to ignore my pain and skim over my fears, and that I am often embarrassed to openly share with you what is going on inside me, as if you don't know it all anyway. Transform me, Lord, that I might be vulnerable and honest, with you, with myself, and with others. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.